It's time for Trackside Tonight with Randy Dye, Joe Linebarrier, and Billy Osberg. Trackside Tonight is brought to you by Daytona Dodge and Chrysler, DeLand Motorsports, Mopar Speed Shop, Volusia Speedway Park, and by Valvoline. To get in on the action, call 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. Now, here's Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Well, welcome to Trackside Tonight. I'm Randy Dye.
I'm not on. I am Indy.
What?
I am Indy.
You are
that's
Indy.
That's their new tagline for 2009. Went to the St. Pete Grand Prix, so this show is dedicated to open-wheel Indy cars, Randy.
And could you want to tell us who you are, Billy, and then we'll let him go on and editorialize.
See how it is.
You know?
See how it is. I'm amazed that he's going to keep up with something different tonight besides NASCAR.
Yeah, well, we'll try to steer him.
I did good last week.
Hey, before Gene calls, I want to congratulate Gene on the big win yesterday that Jeff Gordon had.
Definitely. Gene, he is the new sheriff in town in Texas, Jeff Gordon.
You know, interesting. That really is an interesting deal. I mean, Jeff Gordon had this long drought going back to 2007. And one of two remaining racetracks on the NASCAR schedule that he's never won at, being Texas, and he ends the drought after such a long time, and then at Texas to go with it. And you know, before we let Gene, you know, she's gonna have to listen for a little bit here, okay? And one more time, I'm gonna say, I am not a Jeff Gordon fan, but you can be a respecter of competitors without necessarily being a fan. And as an example, I'm not necessarily, I shouldn't say this, I'm not necessarily, let me use somebody else, a Tennessee football fan, Joe.
Right.
Okay. But I do respect some of the things that they've accomplished, and okay?
Indeed.
So, What I'm getting ready to say is, I'm not saying these things because I'm a Jeff Gordon fan, but I'm saying it because, you know, this guy, I just don't think he gets I don't think he gets the kind of publicity, the kind of acknowledgement for being as good as he is.
Sure he does, Randy.
I don't think he does.
I do. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Whether you like him or not, you know just what you said. You know what his accomplishments have been. You know what this guy's all about since, 1992, breaking into the sport. I think he gets it. And I think if he doesn't get it so much in the modern day here, when I say that, I mean, you know, the last couple of seasons, this guy's established enough. Everybody knows what Jeff Gordon's about.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I think if you go back and you listen to just at driver introductions, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who don't, I guess, who just flat out don't like Jeff Gordon. And
it's so unfounded, too, but carry on.
Well, I think that's my point. I mean, Dale Earnhardt Sr. himself had a great deal of respect for Jeff Gordon. And it's this whole, I mean, I don't get why people don't appreciate this guy. I guess maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
You know, the sad thing is the, the reputation that's been put on him as far as his sexuality. There is nothing further. No, and I feel that, I mean, this is always right underneath the surface, that comes up all the time. And I have no idea where it came from, why it's talked about. And look at the guy's wives. Look at his girlfriends in the past. I mean, where does that come from?
Well, I think it comes from, I mean, you know where it comes from. It comes from the paint scheme on that race car over the years and what that has stood for, not in NASCAR circles, but in other circles.
Problem I have. Why does the gay community get to adopt the rainbow?
Well,
we can't use a rainbow.
Okay,
now.
Joe, that's another show.
That's another show.
Okay,
all right, I'll back up.
Okay, and I do think the other thing that kind of typecast him, if you'll remember the time when Rick Hendrick was going through all of his trouble.
The legal problems.
No, past the legal problems.
The
health problems, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Gordon won the championship, and he's up to, you know, at the awards banquet, and he's accepting the trophy, and he basically, he for all intents and purposes, I mean, he broke down and cried like a baby. And I get it. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, what about you, what about me, who knows, I don't know. But I really believe, and I remember it, that kind of turned the tide. You know, these people didn't want to be identified with this guy. And you know, here we are. He's leading the points championship in the premier racing series in the world. He's now one. Now, think about this. He's one victory away from tying Cale Yarborough for fifth all time. Okay, for fifth all time. That, you know, that puts Bobby Allison, Darrell Waltrip, David Pearson, and Richard Petty, the only people ahead of him, sort of Cale Yarborough, and I believe he'll pass Cale Yarborough this year. Okay.
You know, the problem here is, guys, is that when you're winning, they hate you. But when you stop winning, they forget who you are and forget about you. He got out of the car yesterday. The place erupted. Not booing, but cheering. You know, I tend to agree with that. When you win every week and people get tired of seeing the same winner, that's when people start hating you. Because let's face it, when Jimmy Johnson came to the sport, he didn't have very many haters. Now he's got a lot of haters because he's a three-time consecutive cup champ. People hate to see the same things over and over. People like to see different. He didn't win in 47
Billy.
Races. He wins yesterday, and now they cheer this guy.
We see this on the local level.
Oh,
right,
wow,
now.
Yeah. In a lot.
Right now, Volusia, it's happening. It happened last year, and it's begun again this year.
Okay, and we got one other thing I want to make a point out with Gordon. I mean, this guy is contending. Now, it's a long way between here and there, but he's contending for his sixth. Okay, sixth NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship.
Isn't it?
No, I think he's got five.
No, I think he's only got four.
I believe he's got. Somebody can set us straight. Regardless, okay, today's era. Fifth or sixth, and I actually thought he had five and was going for six.
Right? I'm going to lean towards Bill. I do think it's four, Randy.
Okay.
But either way, it ain't going to matter. If he wins his fifth championship, in the same way we watched Kyle Busch start out last year hot like this and still not win the championship. We watched Jeff Gordon do this 2 years ago when he wins all the races. Jimmy Johnson beats him out for the championship in the last 10 races. No matter what happens with this guy, when he passes Cale Yarborough and passes a few more, regardless, he'll never get the 200.
No.
Okay, he's already passed Dell Sr. in wins.
Right.
I think this guy, Jeff Gordon, could be the best ever.
I do, too. And
it's tough to beat Richard Petty in this deal, but let's face it, with this modern-day era, I think just Jeff Gordon is the best race car driver that I've ever seen.
I think he has a legitimate shot, particularly breaking through this 47-race drought now.
He should have won last week.
You're right. I think he's got a shot. A legitimate shot now of overtaking David Pearson and having the second most wins in the sport history. I really believe he can. I think he's got that much time left. I think he's in that kind of condition. I think he's got some serious motivation. And, I mean, he drove that race car yesterday. He drove the wheels off that race car. And I just, again, when we get Gene, allow her to talk here, is she going to lambaste me because she thinks I'm a Gordon fan? I just think you got to appreciate what he's accomplished.
Let's just ask Gene her basis dislike.
Wait, okay. That's a good question. How about, I want to make another distinction about the Cup race yesterday. You saw Carl Edwards' pit crew blow it.
Yeah.
Okay? Blew it on the last pit stop. Okay? He goes from first to 11th, right?
Yep.
Okay. The right front tire changer happens to be the same who changes the left front tire change. The left front tire.
Yeah.
Okay? He blew it on the right front, tried to make it up on the left front, and blew it again, put it back to 11th. You know what the guy says? They never give me any grief for when I wrecked a race car. He didn't park it in turn three and say, go get it, boys. You know, so, I mean, again, I agree. Kyle Busch is a flat-out phenomenal talent.
Did you hear what he said Saturday on the radio? At the Busch race. Told the crew chief, don't say nothing, don't do anything, I'll make the calls, I got this covered. He totally took everything out of the hands of the crew and single-handedly thought he could win that race, which he did win the race. But he literally said on the radio, don't say anything, don't do anything, I'm doing it how I want.
This is what I want to say about the Jeff Gordon situation is, Jeff Gordon, get all you can, because this kid's right behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no doubt.
This kid could win. He could win a boatload of races. I mean, he, like I said, he's not only winning the truck deal he runs, he wins the nationwide race, and he wins the cup race. This guy is...
Hey, let me tell you something, though, Billy.
Man.
Okay, and we talk about the competition. We're gonna let Gene in here in a minute. But we talk about the competition in today's era. If you got a pit crew that isn't busting their tail for you for any number of reasons, you know, if they think that you're the only guy, the guy driving a car thinks he can win without them, you cannot win that race without that pit crew.
See,
that pit crew today, you know what, in the old days, the David Pearson days, the Richard Petty days, some of those guys, they could go make up on the racetrack what the pit crew screwed up in the pits. That's not happening today. You cannot do that
today. The problem with that nowadays is, Randy, and you know like I know, he can sit there and say he wants to say about the crew, but they control whether you win or whether you lose. I don't care what you think. They leave a wheel nut loose or something on purpose, he's in the fence or he's back in there, now he's a couple laps down. So, yeah, I got to tend to agree that something's coming to this deal where he's the big guy, but I'd be willing to bet you there's going to be a race coming along that he wants to win real bad that he don't win because of them.
Let me tell you something. As good as he is, there's still a lot of talented guys out there.
He might get out the car and crew it himself.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, as good as he is, there's a lot of guys out there, and at some point in time, that attitude wears thin. That attitude will wear thin. It'll wear thin. It wore thin at Hendricks. It cost him the Hendricks deal, and it will wear thin at Gibbs.
Speaking of good guys, Patrick Shelter won the ARCA race yesterday.
Good for him.
Did you see that, Randy?
No, I didn't. Good for him.
Came back from the wreck at Daytona. And
2 months later, Salem, Indiana. Of course, their shop is, of course, based out of Indiana. An unbelievable performance for Patrick Shelter.
Well, let's let now that we've got Jean, she's probably so wired up, she smoked 17 cigarettes and just gone crazy while we were talking. So go ahead, Jean. Are you still smoking?
Of course. I'm still alive. I'm not dead yet.
Okay. You're hastening the process, though, if you keep smoking, Gene.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. You want to pay me $5,000 a week to live, I'll quit smoking.
Gene, do you realize what the tax is now on a pack of cigarettes?
Yes, I know.
Okay, well, it would be economically beneficial to you to quit smoking.
Let me know how it works out for you.
Never mind the obvious health advantages.
Right.
Okay, anyway.
Right.
So you just listened to us. We kept you back there locked up in the not-so-silent room. And now it's Joe had a great question for you.
Yeah, Gene, certainly with this weekend's performance out of Jeff Gordon, give us your basis for the dislike against this driver.
Why do you dislike
so
him?
Many times.
Why do you dislike him?
And I told you.
Okay, well, we're going
to
tell
you. I want to see somebody use their chrome horn on him the way he has other people. In the past, and still tries.
Okay, what?
Okay,
what?
That's that plain and simple.
He doesn't have a reputation of
when he makes the mistake or when he does those things. Oh, I don't know what happened.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay, since that's your answer, okay,
yeah.
and of all the things and all the years
he
we've been doing this program, you that has to be probably the lamest answer, the most contradictory answer I've ever heard you give. You love Dale Earnhardt Sr. Well, I'll tell you, you love Dale Earnhardt Sr. And nobody had a reputation for using the chrome horn, as you call it, more than Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Right.
Nobody.
But he admitted it. That's the big difference. He admitted it.
He didn't admit it.
I've got it on tape.
I do too.
Races.
Okay, let's
got it on tape. You said you like Jeff.
Let's play.
No,
that
was a rig tape.
Let's play the Dale Earnhardt Sr. interview after he spun Terry Labonte at Bristol. What did he say?
He said he went to rattle his cage.
Yeah, he turned him all the way around.
I know.
I mean, that's you call that rattling the cage. So in other words, you're calling it's okay if there's an admission. And you can admit it in any way.
No, it's not okay, but at least the guy owns up the fact that he did hit him.
But Jeff Gordon...
Gordon so many times. Oh, I didn't know I was that close.
You say so many times.
I didn't think I hit him.
He doesn't have this reputation. He really doesn't. I mean, there's not a history of Jeff Gordon blatantly wrecking people on purpose over his, 12-year career.
Yeah.
There's just not. I don't think he's been involved in any more controversial spins or altercations than anybody else.
He hasn't been involved in as many as Carl Edwards. I mean,
yeah,
come
that
on.
Guy's been involved in a few, that's for sure.
Okay, and the fans love Carl Edwards, so what's the difference? Why do you You know, back to the point. Why do you dislike Jeff Gordon so much? Because he doesn't own up to bumping somebody?
Exactly.
He's been better off saying the call to the car caller.
I didn't know I was that close to him. I didn't know I hit him. I didn't mean to hit him. I mean, he's got, oh, well, you talk about my lame excuses. He's a pro at lame excuses.
Well, he's
and that's
the,
why.
He's the winningest driver in the our time.
I'm well aware of it. I keep enough books on the races.
Okay.
I know. And I know, too, since this new creepy, stupid, idiotic chase system, he should have cup number five.
Okay, so I was wrong. So it's four. Okay.
It is four.
Okay.
He should have had five a few years ago.
She knows.
The first or second year into the chase, he should have had it.
Well, no. I mean, I'm going to disagree with you again. He shouldn't have had anything. You know, the criteria for winning the championship was established before the first race was run, and he didn't win. So, no, he shouldn't have it. I mean, if you're going to go back to if, come, how, come, why, you know, there's a lot of those.
But he didn't get it, right, baby?
Okay.
He would have had the fifth. I'm not sure if he would have had number six, I'd have to go back a few years.
Doesn't matter.
We came close.
Because the criteria changed. So, you know, the championship is based on the criteria that's present at that
right.
time.
I understand that.
All right. So
he's only got four.
Okay, so he's only got four.
Yeah.
You don't like him because he doesn't own up to using the bumper. I haven't seen him use a bumper enough to acknowledge some sort of a confession.
Well, I think too lately when he used it on Truex in Truex's rookie year, Mr. Truex returned the favor, and you haven't seen too much of Gordon going after these young guns now. I think,
he doesn't need
to. I don't think anybody's afraid of him.
He just blows by him. I mean, you know, come on, the guy's got—he's the sixth winningest driver in NASCAR history, and he's going to be the fifth before the year is out.
You got to catch him to wreck him.
That's
yeah.
right. Absolutely, you got to catch him.
He's had a lot of junk cars out there lately too.
This is what Jeff Gordon says on the radio: "Hey, get the one spotter and tell him to get the one out of the way. I'm fixing lapping." That's what's happening here.
But I don't know. No, I mean he's a good driver. There's no question about that. I just don't like it when he. Can't own him for what he does.
Mark, he did can that, right? She just said he's a good driver. All right.
Yeah, I got to respect him for his ability.
Okay, that therein is my point. I think I said that from the outset of the program.
But that doesn't mean I got to like the guy.
I didn't ask
like
you to like him.
Crash out the first lap of every race.
Okay, I'm not suggesting that you like him. I'm just trying to understand.
No.
I personally think, I don't think even in the people, let's. I'm gonna get myself in trouble. Let me say this right.
Randy.
No, hold on a minute. I'm gonna try to say this the right way. Let's get away from the fans, okay? And let's look at the media and the quote unquote so called experts in the business, okay? More than the casual fan, or more than even the fan that watches the races week to week. I don't think he gets the respect with inside. The business that he deserves. I don't believe it's there. There's not enough media talk about him. It's all about Tony. It's all about Edwards. It's all about Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
It's all about all these other guys.
Every week like
Real
he
fast.
Was, so how can he be on top?
Real fast, like you said earlier, 82nd career victory, one behind Kyle Yarborough for fifth.
Right.
On the all-time list, Bobby Allison, Darrell Waltrip are tied for third. So he could, at 84, he could pass them in the
this
next
year.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Easily,
he could have passed Yarbrough this week.
Yeah,
he won last week.
Yeah, I mean he could be
He's
the third
behind third.
He could be the third winningest driver.
How many spears did he have?
102, I think.
105.
Did you check it out?
Okay. Statistician is just.
Okay, I was going to say. Okay, so yeah.
I still think if this guy gets to the second career victories behind Richard Petty, and if he only has five or six championships, I still think you got to consider him the best race car driver ever.
You would make a heck of an argument.
I mean, what do you call this now? The three guys between him, Petty, and Earnhardt?
Yeah, what about
how
these
how
guys?
Do you leave Pearson out, though?
Oh, Pearson. I mean, you got to remember something. When you look at David Pearson's 105, according to our statistician, victories, you know, that guy didn't run the full schedule all the time. I mean, you know, this guy picked and chose the races that they went and run. So, you know, he definitely has to be considered one of the all-time best.
Look at the guys he's going around. He went around Earnhardt.
Yeah.
He's in the process of going around Kyle Yarborough, who is without a doubt in the top five of all.
Certainly.
Of
right.
all time. And then he's going to go around Bobby Allison, who is one of the greats.
Yep. And, you know,
Darrell Waltrip, come on.
You know, you could argue, and I think you could make a decent argument that, you know, that Dale Earnhardt Sr. probably would have won some more races.
24 has never been my favorite number. That's why I don't root for him.
But I still don't think he's gonna he would have been able to win as many races as Jeff Gordon's gonna win. I just don't see it happen. And so, you know, I have a hard time. I just have a hard time accepting that. this is a great message. Okay, you asked me about this message at the break, Joe.
Okay, I will.
I just have a hard time that believing and understanding, quite honestly, the lack of hype and energy. I'll say it this way. I believe that Jeff Gordon, now, this is a big statement, but I believe Jeff Gordon deserves a similar amount of energy and attention as Tiger Woods does from the golf community. I believe he's that good. And I don't understand why it doesn't just surround him. That's my point. I'll leave it at that.
And yeah, you're telling me you too, Randy. And you talk a lot about Gordon when he... when he wins his races, you talk about him when he crashes out again. You talk about him when he's got a losing streak. And that is natural, because you guys are all looking at statistics.
Yeah, but who gets all the coverage? Tony gets all the coverage. Kyle Busch. You know, let me say this.
Kyle Busch is on a win streak. What can he say? He's winning in all three series.
I think Kyle Busch, you know, deserves probably all the attention that he gets. I think he deserves a little bit of some negative attention that he doesn't get. And I'll tell you somebody who I think deserves a lot of credit this year. I'm really, really impressed with what Tony Stewart's doing on the racetrack. I think it is off the chart. And by the way, guys, I don't know if you paid attention, Joe and Billy, but the sponsor on the Morgan Shepherd Nationwide car this weekend was Eldora Speedway.
Nice. There's Tony's involved.
And that's Tony Stewart.
Yeah, right, obviously. And I wanted to, I do enough Tony Stewart bashing here, but I want to make sure he gets a little of the fair and balanced, to borrow a local phrase.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, you claim not to be a Jeff Gordon fan. Who is your favorite driver? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Richard Petty.
Well, he's not racing anymore. Sorry.
He's still his favorite driver.
Okay, so you're asking me about an active driver.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Who do you root for when you see the races or when you go there, whichever? If you're in your lounge chair or whatever.
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm going to have to tell you that it's any Dodge. Okay, first. It's
that's
any
businessman. How about Randy Dye, the fan?
Hey,
that's
listen.
Randy Dye, the businessman, please.
Joe, you know how passionate I am about what...
Indeed.
Okay, so no, it's any Dodge. And then I would have to tell you, probably if I had to pick a current active driver who's my favorite driver, it's going to be Mark Martin.
Boom, wrote it down right here.
Yeah,
look
but
at
that's
it.
A Chevy
Got
driver.
It.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you asked me a question.
Yeah.
Who's my current favorite active driver?
Right.
It's Mark Martin.
He's a great driver. I enjoy watching that man race.
Did he run... When was Petty's last race?
92? 92. Atlanta.
So 92. You really can't consider... You can't, you
that
can't,
long ago.
You can't say that Jeff Gordon came into the sport until 1993 because he only ran one race in 1992. So you're looking at 1993. He's been in the league. He's been in it for 16 years. He's got 82 wins. 16.
Yeah.
How long did Petty race?
You know, but I'll tell you, we'll talk about that.
You got to use both hands and toes and mind.
No, but Petty, I think the thing that's key here, though, with the Petty deal, his winning percentage compared to starts.
He had 200 victories.
Yeah, he had 200. Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
I don't know how many years.
But
Jeff Gordon ran 40 years, how many could he have?
No, the point is,
five per year.
Petty's winning percentage compared to starts is the first or second best in the sport. So that's still a pretty critical number. While his career was a long time, you know, you got to remember something. Petty didn't win a race. Think about this. Petty did not win a race from 1984 on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay,
84, so. Wasn't that the year Reagan was there?
Exactly.
When he won the race out
that's
here?
That's right. Yep, he won his
the last
race. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was here. And, So, you know, his if you think about his 200th win, if he'd retired in the next 2 years, his winning percentage, nobody would have ever touched, in addition to the victories.
Yep.
Yes, he's raised five times a week.
Yeah, I mean, and that, that's changed.
Know that, though.
Well, and that was because it was very much a local or regional sport. I mean, you know, it went from racetrack to racetrack and within the Southeast.
Five victories a year.
What's that?
Jeff Gordon. It's his average.
That's strong in this environment, you know, in this competition.
He didn't win his first race until 1995, right?
I believe that's right. So it's anyway.
What do you think of the race yesterday outside of Gordon winning?
I'm at the same point I was about Bristol and
I had my usual snooze yesterday.
Well, the one thing is different, and statistically they talked about the number of lead changes that they had. It set a record, I believe. It set a record in Texas for the number of lead changes.
The end of the race wasn't too bad. It got a little bit more interesting as it got closer, but that's about it.
No race this week.
But I will say, I still, what I miss most about the sport, the current configuration, is there's just not enough side-by-side, close-quarter racing.
Oh, I know. You only get them now around Talladega.
There was a bunch of cars for a while, you know, in a group, but there was a big, wide racetrack. You just don't see the cars as close to one another, you know, in a number of them, as I'd like to see, honestly.
Well, they're claiming that's because of the ill-handling car they have.
Well, there's no doubt. That's a factor. That's no doubt. Hey Gene, we're gonna take a break. We're already way past the half hour mark, and
can you put Mike back on the line for me?
Yeah. Well, when we go to the break, I think he can pick the call back up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, everybody, we're gonna be back in just a couple minutes. 239-0033 800-927-0033.
Indy racing coverage when we return.
This is Bo Trivet with Wireless Wizard, Volusia County's largest authorized retailer of AT&T. For the last few months, you've heard me talk about wireless phones a lot. I wanted to make sure that all of you know that even though the name says Wireless Wizard, we're actually AT&T telecommunications experts. That means that we can handle almost all of your telecommunications needs. In addition to all AT&T wireless products, we also have home phone service, high-speed internet, and advanced TV from AT&T. Over the last decade, the cable industry has raised their rates three times faster than the rate of inflation. That's almost 10% per year that your cable rate goes up. I don't know about you, but I think it's nuts. They hope you haven't noticed. Can you imagine if everything went up 10% per year? It's crazy. Stop the madness. Let Wireless Wizard handle your high-speed internet through AT&T and bundle it with your home phone service from the nation's largest telecommunications provider, AT&T. Don't let the cable company keep raising your rates. Fight back. Call 756-3311 for the nearest Wireless Wizard location. That's 756-3311, 756-3311 to speak to the telecommunications experts at Wireless Wizard, authorized retailer of AT&T.
The Daytona Beach International Festival is bringing the biggest names in classical music to Central Florida, including the internationally acclaimed London Symphony Orchestra. From April 16th through May 2nd, the 17-day music festival will showcase the world's best classical, jazz, and contemporary artists right in your backyard. Don't miss your chance to see the LSO in five unique concert events, including a performance with the Latin Jazz Trio of Lalo Schifrin and an evening performance of the Firebird Suite and Carmina Burana with the Winter Park Bach Festival Choir, all part of the LSO Classical Series. For more information, visit dbif.com or call toll-free 866-978-DBIF.
It's time to get serious about your fitness, and we have a serious fitness guarantee for you. This is Tasa from Bodies Personalized Fitness in Ormond Beach. You can get that fantasy body you've always wanted by scanning your picture into a computer and then copy and pasting all the desired features you want. But let's face it, that would not do anything for your self-esteem or health. The truth of the matter is that to truly change your body and health, you need to take action. Take action today with Bodies Personalized Fitness. We're offering you a 100% results guarantee program. That's right. My staff and programs give you 100% results guarantee on your goals when you take action at Bodies Personalized Fitness. Today, my staff has set goals around customer service to make sure you succeed at your health and fitness goals. It's time to recession-proof your body and take care of your most valuable asset, your health. Let 2009 redefine your body, energy, and attitude with our 100% results guarantee. Call 672-6464. That's 672-6464 to make your appointment for a 100% results guarantee at Bodies Personalized Fitness.
Good afternoon, Arctic Cold Outerwear. How may I help you?
Oh, good. You're still there. So many of my favorite places are closing. I've heard that my car will get better gas mileage with a properly working AC system. What kind of repairs do you do, and when can I get in for a check?
First, may I say, Ray and I appreciate you choosing Arctic Cold Outerwear as one of your favorite places. We are AC specialists and can make any service or repair necessary to your car's AC system. As usual, come any time between 8 and 5 weekdays or half-day Saturdays during the summer season. Do you remember how to get to us?
You're on that little side road off Nova?
Yes, we're between the 6th Nave Street light near the Holly Hill City Limit sign on Old Nova Road behind the canal.
I've already closed the phone book. Can you give me your phone number just in case I get lost?
It's 254-8700.
That's 254-8700. Got it. See you sometime next week.
Don't forget to look for the little white building with our name on the roof, Arctic Cold Outerwear. See you when you get here. Bye.
Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Welcome back to Trackside. Now, I'm Randy Dye.
I'm not going to be able to talk about any cars.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm Billy the Kid.
Okay, I'm going to let you open it up. Joe. You traveled outside our area this past
weekend.
Yes, indeed. Where did you go?
The historic streets of St. Petersburg, Florida. That's exactly right, for the 5th annual Honda Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, the lid lifter for the 2009 season for the IndyCar series. And let me tell you guys, Randy, you would have thoroughly enjoyed this event. I'm telling you, it was well attended. There were, guessing, around 50,000 spectators at this event. I am just so surprised at how many people were at this thing. The garage area, the paddock area, all accessible to every single fan with a ticket, able to walk right up to the race cars. Drivers, very accessible, very fan-friendly overall, very welcoming staff. And they literally transformed the streets of downtown St. Pete into a mile and a little bit over a mile and a half road course, which has proven to be, well, quite treacherous over the past 5 years. This was the 5th annual, and essentially a wonderful weekend of motorsports, of course, with the American Le Mans Series racing on Saturday, with the Indy Lights, and, of course, the Infiniti Pro Series. And then Sunday, of course, the season opener for the IndyCar Series. It was a wonderful event. Ryan Briscoe, the Australian, teaming up with Roger Penske last season, was able to pick up the win. Ryan Hunter Ray, young man from Boca Raton, was on Inside Florida Racing a couple of weeks ago.
Didn't even have a ride.
Exactly. He just nailed this ride 7 days ago. And he was able to pick up second. Justin Wilson. Now, this is another Cinderella story. This is the Sonny's Barbecue-sponsored car. This guy races for Dale Coyne. And Dale, obviously, he owns a lot of these Sonny's Barbecues throughout the country. He actually mows the grass at some of the local locations. You know, the guy doesn't have a lot of money. But Justin Wilson in that race car, he started on the outside, was able to finish in third. Fourth, the Scott. Dario Franchitti has given up Cup, going back to where he started in the IndyCar deal.
So, no, I mean, can I
of course, please.
He give it up.
Point of clarification.
Yeah, okay, come on.
He got the Buddha Rooster.
Cup gave him up.
Well, I hear you.
Okay. I got the boat.
A very successful run in fourth. Fifth, Tony Kanaan, of course, driving
here's your walking
his 7-Eleven sponsor.
Here's your walking papers. Don't walk.
11.
Run away from
it. Let me just say this, Joe. No, you know, no kilts allowed in NASCAR.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. No problem. Will Power, perhaps one of the best names in all of motorsports, also driving for Team Penske here in 2009. Will Power was able to finish 7th or 6th.
That sounds like a song from the 60s.
Oh, and, of course, the defending winner and the pole sitter, the youngest driver ever to win an IndyCar race, and he did it last year at the St. Petersburg Road Course, was Graham Rahal, who started up front. He was the fastest thing all weekend. He was tangled up on lap number one with Tony Kanaan, kind of pushed him back. He was able to salvage 7th. Wrapping up the top 10, Darren Manning, Vitor Miera, Alex Taglioni, the Canadian, is back. Good to see him. He finished in the 10th spot. Some other notables, Randy, Stanton Barrett, the Cup driver. He has dedicated 2009
past Cup driver.
Well, you know, the guy makes a couple of shows a year.
Him and Franchitti left together.
he's another guy that, yeah, the Cub left him.
Still, he makes a couple of shows a year, and really give him credit. You know it's coming out of his pocket.
I do.
Okay,
yeah, but
thank you.
You know what happens with them with Stanton? They were hoping that with him being a stunt driver, NASCAR put him in a race or two, he'd be a pretty good wreck. So people.
Oh, he was able to finish 12th. Good to see Stanton. Marco Andretti, a young man that certainly, you know the history of this young guy, driving the number 26. He was able to finish 13th. And the 14th finisher, there's only 14 finished out of the 22, was Dan Weldon, Hideki Muto, Scott Dixon, EJ Vizo, Ed Carpenter, Danica Patrick.
Sounds like a Saturday night late model race at New Smyrna.
No doubt. Okay. Danica Patrick, she is what appears to be the face of Indy, you guys. You go to one of these events, and that's all you see, that's all you hear. Well, it's good for her.
Because you got a pretty face.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. But Danica was able to finish 19th. She was tangled up with the rookie, Rafael Matos, the Brazilian. Those two cars crashed out. But, let me tell you, it was just a wonderful event. We had a great time, and I will certainly go back next year. And if you get an opportunity, folks, this is a local, a national touring. These are what we have to offer at open wheel racing in this country, the Indy cars. So give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm hurt that you didn't ask me to come with you.
You know, I should have.
I was on.
Randy, you would love
to
it.
Go.
Dude, I'm telling you, people are different. It's not like a Cup event. Well, I mean, they were partying. Everybody was so loose. Nobody's trying to act like they know more about some other driver. He's a bigger
because they
fan.
Don't know anything.
Yes, they do.
You're the only guy in the whole world that does know anything.
They're very educated. But a couple of things that I just want to talk about.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
Okay.
You know, this series, when they re-merged, if you will, for lack of a better term.
So you sounded like a martyr.
When they did re-merge back from Tony George's Indy Racing League and went back to the kart series, now they're all, of course, one. This is what we have to offer. They still, I don't think, have got enough parity in this. They're all Dallara chassis. Every single motor is a naturally aspirated Honda, and they're all on Firestones. Now, the Firestone issue, that's fine. I totally agree with one tire manufacturer per series, with the exception of F1. They're still on a two-tire deal, two brands. But everybody on the same chassis and everybody in the same power plant. It's almost like a spec series. That's one thing that I'd like to see them change up. Bring back the Cosworth. You know, bring back the Nissan power plant that was in existence. You know, the Infinities, if you will. I'd like to see that happen.
Well, I mean, you know, what's,
you had a good time.
What's going to drive that, though, Joe? Is the manufacturer, you know, of these engines believing that there's some value to them in doing so and getting the kind of credit within the consumer? Really, that's where it's at, that makes it worthwhile. Otherwise, there's really no reason for a Nissan or Toyota or any other manufacturer to go out there and spend its resources, particularly given the economy today,
of course,
given the other involvement that they have in racing at other places. You know, these budgets are all getting cut, and to go out and build a couple of one-off, well, you can't build a one-off, but, you know, to make the investment that's required to get into that sport, I think if the sport's going to really succeed, you're going to have to doing what they're doing, I actually think is going to work best because it keeps the cost down of the car itself. That's important
sure.
to the team.
Sure, and it does.
And then they're going to have to develop the rivalries more or less within the personalities of the drivers as opposed to brands and manufacturers or sponsors for that matter.
And this is who you have. I mean, you've got Penske. This we saw him riding around. Ryan Briscoe, and of course, Will Power. A couple of guys that have been around for quite a few years. Tony Kanaan is back. Frank Keating, well-known name. You know, Graham Rahal, the second generation driver. Marco Andretti. So, you know, the identity of these drivers is becoming more apparent, if you will. People are really recognizing them. And let's face it, this is the Indy 500 field. These are the cars that compete in the Indianapolis 500.
Well,
big steps were taken last year to bring them all back together, and I think it will get better from there.
Well, you know what? I kid you all the time.
Of course. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
But I, you know, having been to the Indy 500, and it was a long time ago now, I went in 1982, but I really hope that this works because, you know, there were several years that the Indy 500 was not the value. It was
not at all terrible
race. It was terrible. Lots of people didn't go. They had a competing race.
Oh, the U.S. 500. Oh yeah, it was terrible.
You know, I mean, just split everything up. And really, the Indy 500, in my opinion, is a national treasure. I mean, it is something. Whether you are a race fan or you're not, it's
a holiday.
It's like the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, I've never been to the Kentucky Derby. I'm not particularly a horse race fan, but there are certain events that are national events that are a national treasure, and they deserve to be that way. And you know, for several years, the Indy 500 lost that position.
The traditional value.
Yeah, it's like going to a Kentucky Derby and seeing four horses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what that's supposed to be.
And two puppy dogs.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, I'll wrap it up with this, but I talked about the Firestones. Everybody is on the Firestone, which is obviously a very successful tire. Now, they're doing some research, and I don't know if you guys caught any of this at all, whether it was on a replay, you know, a news program, or perhaps some of the race, but several of the race cars had these Firestones that actually had a red sidewall. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
This is an alternative tire that they're trying, and each driver had to, and I
correct me if I'm wrong, had to try them at least once during the race,
right? They had to put at least four laps on them under competition.
Right.
And it was really cool to see. Now, I don't know, obviously it's a different compound.
Right.
Now, they brought out the regular Firestone, they brought out the alternative tire, and interestingly enough, 88 degrees weather, not a cloud in the sky, they brought out wet tires as well. It's pretty cool to see.
The same Firestone. It's the same Firestone you get on the new Jeep.
Yeah. 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 That's exactly right.
Well, let me just say this about that. Okay. No, I didn't see what you were talking about.
The red sidewall is how you could identify.
Okay, I don't care if it was a rainbow sidewall, back to our earlier conversation.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Now, listen, I don't believe that a competitive event. Okay, a competitive event, the Grand Prix in St. Petersburg, is any place to do a tire test. I don't care. That's not the right place to do that. I mean, fundamentally, I completely disagree with that philosophy. I don't care if you had to run four laps under competitive circumstances or not. Go do a tire test.
Call it what you will. It wasn't a tire test. They'd already tested the tires. Already tested the tire.
Okay. So what's the point?
You try this tire for four laps. What's the point? Under, you know, during the
what do you call that?
What's the point of NASCAR having a mandated regulation mandatory caution? I hate that mandatory caution because we want to check your tire.
Let me tell you what that is. There's
the same thing.
No, it isn't. What the reason that they're having a competition yellow is to check the tire condition to make sure that the drivers are safe.
They're competing this tire. They're not putting these guys on a detrimental, you know, tire that they think is going to, you know, and that just totally explode. This is a tested
tire.
Well, it's Firestone, and you know, with the different compounds, you know, they're trying a new compound and obviously a new design, if you will, going to this thing. Possibly as the only tire available.
I'm going to tell you something. If I went to a racetrack and you told me, okay, now we'll help you out. What do you mean help you out?
I'm talking to
come
Billy.
Come on,
here.
I heard
Billy's ready to go.
We're
not
going
to
gang up here.
Come on, go,
okay,
Bill.
Go ahead, Billy. Go for it.
You never seen him throw a yellow in a dirt track race to check the tire?
Never.
Come on. What is that?
Never.
That's helping.
What's that got to do with it?
The guy in the conversation.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Talk about
anyway, Volusia, let's talk about the result.
We could talk about the Happy Meal at McDonald's. I mean, that's not much relevant.
Happy Meal, you can get cheeseburger, hamburger, or chicken nuggets.
All right, well.
And get a kid's toy or a girl's toy.
I see your point, Randy. Why are we doing this during a competitive event?
Right.
Because I think, in my philosophy here would be, okay, we need to check the tire. If this guy has to check it for us, then everybody's going to have to put it on and level the field.
I had this conversation stopped, and you opened it back.
No, really, but that's all I could think of, Randy. Why else would they mandate it?
You know what you do? You keep the people over one day, or get them there one day earlier. You run five different cars. You give them the tire. You put them, say, look, okay, go run the regular tire. What's the time? This is how much time it takes. Okay, now here's the new tire. Why don't you go run the time? Why are you a second and a half or 2 seconds off? What's wrong? Is it the tire?
They're glad they did try it. The top 10 drivers had that tire that finished.
Y'all want me to get you out of this conversation?
Bill, help me out.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Nice. Hey, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I can do it. Hey,
No, no.
My Bologna has a first name. It's okay.
He shut him down. Let's they didn't pay their. Yeah. There goes that account.
Anyway.
Sponsorship account's gone.
One other thing.
No,
talk about little popping up little things about.
See that? Somebody wanted to advertise. Probably a Band-Aid rip.
Do you remember, speaking of advertisement, do you remember we debated on this show a lot the AT&T.
Yes.
Ban, if you will, the NASCAR ban on AT&T because of Sprint, okay, and how it had to go away.
Sure.
Yesterday, I'm watching the race a little bit, and do you know they had a special spot, and I believe it had to do with pit entry and pit exit about how the cars did, and it was the AT&T.
That was their tag.
That was their little portion
pit in and out.
Yeah, and I'm going.
Isn't that
this
something?
Makes no sense.
Isn't that
to me.
Something?
How can that happen?
One's going to buy out the other.
You didn't get to
anyway,
see the race
probably.
Yesterday. Now
not
got,
a lap.
Now they got some police guy, some little police animal chasing this digger.
Are you kidding me?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Hey, I think digger.
Yeah. Digger's the track cam.
Yeah.
You know the cam.
They got some police officer, some security guard trying to get him off. It's pretty neat trying to get him off the property or something. It was weird.
But see, I just think that's a
is that
that's
the Band-Aid
so childish, man.
Yeah.
I just think it's ridiculous. The best thing ever. Speaking of sponsorship in that situation, it had to be 10 years ago. It was Jeff Burton winning the Interstate Batteries 500, and I think they were at
Exide.
Put the Exide battery right on top of his car. Yeah. The Interstate battery right on top of his car. I loved it at Victory Lane.
Well,
good stuff.
I do want to say something. I doubt that anybody all the way up in Clay County is listening to our program. But we were asked by one of our sponsors to go to Clay County to the fairgrounds up there. Over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, to do the Clay County Fair, and we had a really good time. One of my guys, Robert, went up there, took the car and the trailer, and unloaded it and put on the show Friday night and almost all day Saturday. And I went up there for the last 3 hours of it Saturday. They were extremely kind and courteous and welcomed us. I can't tell you how many pictures were taken, how many people we talked to. And it was just a real pleasure, and I just wanted to say thank you for the hospitality up there.
We actually have some Clay County listeners.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You don't realize it, but we do.
Well, I don't know if they got to the fair and saw our car, but it was a great experience.
Probably won't go back now if they saw your car.
Yeah, well, that's probably right. Okay, Jimmy G.
Oh, that's Jimmy G.
Yeah, I'm here.
Jimmy, I am so looking forward to the Daytona Antique Auto Racing Association at Volusia Speedway Park. That's going to be amazing.
We had 28 cars at Inverness on the 28th of March.
Yeah.
And we're going up to Putnam County this weekend.
Right.
And Shirley Morton, six-cylinder, 1937 Chevy coach.
Nice.
She's been spanking the boys real bad.
Nice.
Jimmy, it's a family show, Jimmy. She is a person of a kind
from Canada.
That is cool, man. Jimmy Jeep, of course, your old Jeep just serves you so well. I mean, you've converted
that's
this thing.
Perfect, Joe.
You know, really, you've converted this thing into what is perhaps the premier push vehicle, certainly here in the South. And of course, you've traveled all over the country and the continent with this thing. But would you ever consider perhaps at least looking at one of the new Jeep offerings, perhaps now available at Daytona Dodge Chrysler
and Jeep?
I would gladly drive one. They want to provide it for me for free.
Right, we're talking full compensated sponsorship package. You would be obligated to put some vinyl decals on the side, but this is an opportunity, Jimmy, to be driving a 2010, perhaps Jeep Wrangler, something like that, and showcase Daytona Dodge Chrysler.
You slap him, or you?
We would definitely do that. Matter of fact, next weekend there is. We're going to Paducah and Peabody for the World of Outlaws.
Oh, are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep, now the new Jeep dealer at the Daytona International Auto Mall. And Randy, that's pretty big stuff right there to pick up that added product from Chrysler Corporation.
Well, it's really, Jimmy, bear with me for a minute, but it's really something we've been working on cooperatively with Glenn Ritchie here in Daytona for a number of years, and it's a
free commercial.
It's a good time. It was a good time for
the music.
Timing is everything. You know, it was a good time for the Ritchie family to consider selling it. It was a good time for us to consider buying it. And it's kind of like, you know, it's like having a family reunion without all the family there. When Jeep wasn't with us at the Dodge Chrysler store, it always felt like we were missing something. And now that they're there, it's part of our family, and we're excited about it. And I know that it allows Mr. Ritchie to focus on some other things that they've got going on over there. And you know, I think it's going to work out good for both of us. But I do want to say that I have a great deal of respect for the Ritchies and the way that they handled this, the negotiations. And they were very forthright, very straightforward with me. And I appreciate the way that they did business with us. And we look forward to being your Jeep dealer. And you know what, Joe? I think we'll probably have a Jeep out of Volusia Speedway Park this weekend.
How perfect would that be? Of course, five divisions back in action, the Fast Lane 5. Let me give you your top four winners for our April 4th promotion. It was 4 for $44. Four divisions. Late models, young Dylan Wood out of New Smyrna. Then it was Garrett Stewart in the Sportsman. Grady Christian, that's win number 4 in a street stock. And Jamie Carter in the Modified.
Let Jimmy go ahead and finish up. I've got some stuff we've got to cover.
Well, one thing we're saying, we're talking about tires. What do you think about the tires? I hope you saw it in the Formula One yesterday in Malaysia.
The Malaysian Grand Prix was shortened. The monsoon came in there, and this gave Jenson Button his second career victory in a row. That's never happened, man. Unbelievable.
Jenson Button again.
How
does he do it?
Yeah, no doubt. So, and they only received like a half a point because they weren't three-quarters of the way done. Very interesting the way they did that in Malaysia yesterday.
Isn't his crew chief Todd Thimble?
All right. I'll let you guys go. But,
Jimmy, a pleasure, man. Can't wait to see Evolution 2 weeks.
Yeah, we do need a sponsor. We did lose Case Contract.
Oh, did
they're
you really?
Getting out of racing, and so rudiment like that. Pookie has no sponsorship from them. So, anyways,
thank you
guys take care. Love you guys.
All right, Jimmy. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye.
New Smyrna. Talk about it.
We had from New Smyrna Speedway this past Saturday night, they had the limited late model feature winner was Chad Atkins. He's a young gun, definitely, followed by one of the senior citizens, like around my age, Alan Bruns. He finished second. Davey Gibbs was third. And then another young guy, top five for Zach Donati. Bobby Joe Woodley were the top five. You know, it's interesting. They have three ladies driving in the limited late model division that night. There are more, actually. But Alexis Fenton, Amanda Tonchuk, and Cynthia Straley all were there. They all finished in the top ten. Missing was Jessica Murphy. So there's four that I can name right off the top of my head. Modified winner, Jerry Simons. Alan Bruns did double duty. He finished second in the modified. Sportsman, Timmy Todd Jr., Mike Pletka, Brendan Palmeter. Brendan is a young guy here again that does a great job. Donnie Williams finished sixth. Anytime anybody finishes ahead of Donnie Williams, you know they did good or he had trouble, a combination of both. The Superstock winner was David Russell, James Frisbee, and Scott Smith.
That says Frisbee?
Frisbee.
Nice.
Yep. Flies around. Pub 44, Strictly Stock.
I could have fun with that one.
I figured I'd wait for you.
Yeah.
Robert Pence, Lee Wagner, and Jerry Spears. And then the Bass Champions Challenge Series was won by Jarrett Snowden and Rowdy Gordon. Over in Orlando, the Super Late Model winner was Jared Allison, followed by Brian Finney. Taylor Racing Products, Pro Trucks, they do some sponsors at
our Sportsman division.
Yeah,
great people.
Out there, and also at New Smyrna in Orlando. Ben Kennedy was second. Scott Reeves was third. Hopefully I said Zach Gerald was first. Nice to see Doug Samian back running a truck in the 04 number in the fifth position. Mini stock winner Jared Allison. Now, that's a huge difference. He runs a super late model and a mini stock. Won the race there. Super stock winner was David Gould. Billy Cuddy was second. And the strictly stocks were Jim Erb, William Hindeman.
Nice.
And that kind of rounds out the Orlando Speedway.
Billy, Charlie McNichol, our two-time modified champion, has been driving for Chuck Gustafson as well as Rick Friend in the street stock. He's going pro truck racing. Told me that Saturday night.
Get out.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, I saw he sold his modified. I talked to the guy the day that bought it and said he was out there Saturday. Want to say get well soon to Kevin Mills. Kevin Mills was in an accident at Ocala Speedway Friday night. The transmission exploded in his car, broke his right arm, and had some surgery on Saturday. He's home now.
Cody Blair. Well soon. Yeah, no doubt. Cody Blair bought McNichol's car. Hey, real quick, this Saturday night, five divisions of Fast Lane Racing, Modified, Sportsman, Street Stocks, Thunder Stocks, Four Cylinders, Easter Egg Hunt at 7 o'clock at Volusia Speedway Park.
And we'll be back here next Monday night to tell you all about it.
About.
I have no idea. You know, I'm from Greece.